This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. When I come back, I'm laying it all out. But this country's under globalist attack. We've had our energy systems cut off. They've turned our people against each other. They've been fluoridating the water, which even CNN now admits causes massive brain damage. I mean, we have been hit hard by a globalist infestation, but we're starting to wake up. We're starting to try to get the poison out of our system, and the globalists are coming back and coming back hard on every front, trying to destabilize the country, and I'm going to break it all down with world champion kickboxer, who's a really smart guy, coming up here in the next segment. But right now, need to understand, turning off our energy, they need to sell us on the idea that we can't have coal because we have the cleanest coal in the world and enough for over 1,000 years. And if our coal gets cut off and then only China can operate with it, it makes their energy 3-4 times cheaper, and then all our jobs can't help but move there. So that's why they're doing this. Here's John Bowne's report. So if a tsunami hits you or an earthquake happens, that's not because you're an evil person. It's because that's the ever-changing planet we live on. Hurricanes, cyclones, typhoons, earthquakes, volcanoes. The way God curses us is us cursing ourselves and being corrupt and being evil and letting corruption take over. And if you look at all of the abuses of government and corrupt institutions, it's hundreds of times what natural disasters are. And I love how the left always says it's voodoo when some Christian preacher says we've been hit by a hurricane because there's gay people in Florida or whatever. And quite frankly, that is discrediting voodoo, in my view. The preacher doesn't speak for God. But it's just as bad when some leftist says, good, God sent a hurricane to kill all the rednecks in Texas or kill all the Trump voters in Florida. Trump offers condolences to Mexico after 7.1 quake. Leftists still attack the president on Twitter. God bless the people of Mexico City, Trump tweeted and stated. Within minutes of the 7.1 magnitude earthquake striking Mexico City Tuesday, President Trump and his wife offered swift condolences. But that wasn't enough for leftists, many of whom didn't bother to check whether the U.S. president had commented on the earthquake. Instead of focusing on the relief efforts, Trump haters predictably used the latest Mexico City quake as another opportunity to attack Trump. Others even blamed Trump for the earthquake, and others asked if Trump would finally acknowledge climate change, with one stating, God's not helping, so we have to. Wanting Trump to again come out and make statements he'd already made. Here's another statement. Waiting for Trump to ignore the earthquake in Mexico City, still deny climate change is a thing. So now they're saying earthquakes are man-made anthropogenic climate change. First it was global freezing was man in the 80s. Then it was global warming. Then it started cooling off a little bit. They went, it's just change, period. And now they've moved on with the total made-up garbage that earthquakes are caused by humans. No, they're caused by the gigantic sun that's firing all different sorts of ions and different radiation wavelengths at the giant Earth. And then that energy goes in and builds up on the outside and penetrates the crust, and it causes electromagnetic reflections with the nickel core of the planet. It's got so much gravity, it's solid, even though it's super hot. And then that causes all sorts of reflections back and forth between the crust, the mantle, and the core of the Earth with the sun's radiation, and that's directly linked to earthquakes. What's been happening the last 3 weeks? Mega mass coronal ejections from the sun. And they haven't been directly hitting us as they shoot out like flamethrowers, but then as the sun turns, the dissipated storms still hit us, and they're massive, and they blow out satellites. And if you're an astronaut up there and one of them hits you, it'll kill you. And that's what's driving these earthquakes is the sun. The sun. The sun. The sun. The sun.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
You know, you can say that the chant USA is mindless until you understand what they're trying to replace it with. Venezuela, North Korea, globalism, a bunch of socialism. That's what George Soros and others want, because they're multinationals. They're exempt from it. They want to exploit your countries. And they want to create this butthurt mentality where you go to school, you go to college to get a chip on your shoulder, and be taught about how horrible your country is, but not about all the other horrible stuff about other nations. Because if you study other nations, 9 times out of 10, they've got worse histories than we do, and they never have as illustrious a history as we do, except maybe Rome. Wasn't even Italy then. It was the Roman Empire. Maybe the British Empire. But you look at the United States trailblazing so much freedom, so much innovation. The apple of the world's eye. The land of the free. Hell, they still got slavery in many areas of the Middle East and Africa. But you never hear about it. Or this latest Islamic guy that went and shot 8-9 people, killed one. A lady had a gun. A man had a gun. One of the ushers had a gun. They were able to shoot him and stop him. Another Islamicist. But you won't even learn the names of the victims there. So it was a black guy shooting white people who said he was a black nationalist and a Muslim, and then he wanted to go kill some white Christians. Will whites take a knee at the NFL and blame all black people for this? Absolutely not. It's amazing. Look at these headlines. Trump calls for NFL boycott. Praises fans who booed players. Feud with athletes escalates. Has nothing to do with race. Goodell ignored league's own rules. Sponsors stay quiet. Brady, just divisive. 200-plus players take knee. 23. It goes on. Gear burned. That's our story on DrudgeReport.com. Protests spread to arts world as threats and theaters take on Trump. Wall Street Journal, the politicization of everything. Limbaugh, thrill of NFL's gone. Yes, they politicized the NFL with the whole concussion thing with the Justice Department 6 years ago. They rolled over. The NFL also had all the corruption of fixing games and paying bounties. The Justice Department came in. The NFL and their owners rolled because they were all threatened with jail time. So the Obama globalist Clinton mafia, this is the big secret, came in and took over the NFL. And now they're not allowed to hit as hard. And now they got to have anti-gun messages and anti-family messages. And now they can't be patriotic. And the owners have all gotten in line scared. And there's Trump taking it on head on. That's the big secret to all of this. So, no, this is hype to bring the country down. Now, I want to get this guy on weeks ago just about the SJWs and people criticizing him for saying that most so-called depression is fake and that you need to go out, exercise, get outside. 50 years ago, doctors told you, 20 years ago, go out, get some sun, go out for a jog, go do something, stop watching TV all day. When he said that, he got millions of Twitter folks attacking him, millions. It was a big news story. And I wanted to get him on because I saw him with Paul Watson, just incredibly smart, eloquent guy, so I kind of jumped in during that fourth hour. And so we got him with us the next 30, 40 minutes or so. Then I'm going to open the phones up and get to all this other news. But what a time to be alive when our nuclear bombers just did attack dry runs over the weekend on the DMZ of simulating nuclear attacks on the DMZ. Because they've got a million troops on the DMZ threatening to invade South Korea. So if the war kicks off, you've got to neutralize them in minutes. We can't win a conventional war short time with North Korea. They got a 2-million-man brainwashed army, a million of them on the border right now, whacked out of their brains, brainwashed. Kim Jong-un over the weekend and his top ambassador said, an attack on America is imminent with a hydrogen bomb. We are cocked and ready. We're going to attack you. So this is an incredible time to be alive. And joining us here, ladies and gentlemen, is Andrew Tate. Tate, and then it's SHINKAI.net. That's Andrew Tate, and he's at Cobra Tate as well. He's an American-British kickboxer from Chicago, Illinois, who competes in the cruiserweight and heavyweight divisions. He is 3 times ISKA kickboxing world champion and Infusion Live champion. He's a son of the late chess master Emery Tate and also a commentator on Real Extreme Fighting and largest MMA promotion in Romania. In 2016, Tate competed in the 17th season, a British version of Dutch reality show Big Brother as well. And again, we appreciate him joining us to cover the waterfront. And I don't know his views on this, but we're about to find out. What do you think of this NFL thing? What do you think of, like, just everything's politicized, everyone's piling on. They're now saying the American flag needs to be banned. It's white supremacist. I mean, we knew that was coming next. This is really, to me, the NFL protesting America and the American flag. And it's not like they're in North Korea. They're in one of the richest countries in the world. It's an American sport, and they're pissing all over themselves. What do you think?
This is absolute garbage. I think to see these privileged millionaires, overpaid sports stars, to sit and complain about oppression is probably one of the most ridiculous things I've seen in modern time, and that's the absolute truth. These people need to travel the world and go to some of the places I've been and see how most people are forced to live their lives under the dictatorships of some countries. And then they will have absolute respect for the country they're born in. They're getting overpaid to play a game when there's people out here struggling to pay the bills. And I think it's no coincidence that it's all these sports stars and music stars and all these overpaid leftists that are going to be constantly complaining about issues that they shouldn't be complaining about because they live such spoiled, entitled lives. They need to stand up and they need to show respect to the country they live in, the country that gave them opportunity to become a millionaire playing a sport they love. And Trump is absolutely correct in what he said. If you're not going to show respect to this country, you should not be playing football in America anywhere. I completely agree with him.
Why do you think this has been going on for 3-4 years now and it's growing and it's killing the sport and then still they don't care and the owners don't care? From what I've heard, they're bullied by the players. It's just the players are a bunch of crybabies who want to be celebrities and want to be cool and they think this is the cool thing to do.
That's absolutely correct. Disliking Trump is the easiest popularity move in the world. Every single one of these celebrities, it doesn't matter who they are, every rap star, every sports star, as soon as they get a chance to have a shot at Trump, they do it because they believe it's an easy shot towards a quick gain in popularity amongst morons. That's the truth. They say, if I stand up there and I say Trump's a bad person, everyone's going to cheer and everyone's going to like me. And they're so pathetic in their internalization. They can't sit and have a genuine opinion for themselves. They think, no, liking Trump is a bad thing, and disliking Trump is how you become popular in this sphere. So I'm just going to sit there, and anything Trump says is bad, and I'm going to do anything it takes to defy him to try and make it look like I'm a good person. Because everything they say Trump stands for, racism, et cetera, he doesn't stand for. Trump has done, no one mentioned the fact that Trump was a racist prior to him being president. It was never, ever said. Then he becomes president, and now he's a racist, and he calls us hurricanes.
Why is Floyd Mayweather different? Because it's like the vast majority of these athletes, white, black, it doesn't matter, just think it's fun to virtue signal. But then when Trump or somebody else stands up and says, no, you're wrong, oh, then he's the worst guy in the world. That's another thing. We're not supposed to have our speech. They cancel people's free speech at all these universities. And you know, it's because they know conservatives and libertarians are busy working and aren't little babies. They know we don't boycott them. They know that we're used to having people attack us. And I think it's now time for folks to start boycotting and let them have their own medicine. And that is happening.
You're absolutely correct. And it's actually, you know, Floyd Mayweather is almost a hero of mine. So I'm super glad when I saw his interview about Trump, he agreed and said some sensibilities because I liked him before that. And I would have hated to have changed my opinion on the guy. But he's a self-made man. He's a self-made man who's come from absolutely nothing to be one of the richest people in the world. Thank you to America. Thank you to everything America's been built on. Thank you to American values. Thank you to his skill and talent alone. He's absolutely lived the American dream. And he's smart enough to respect the country and respect the leader of the country that's allowed him to do so. These other people are still living the American dream, and they're upset about something. I would absolutely love for all of these NFL players to drop the NFL crap, go get a real job, go work a real job for a good 6 months and see if you still dislike Trump when he's out here trying to create jobs for the everyday American. And I guarantee they'll change their opinion. They're entitled brats. It's just like when you have a child and you give them too much too early. This is exactly the reason these people are doing this. And they think that by taking up a stand against Trump, who in the media's eyes is the devil regardless, is a good popularity move. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous.
About the one Army Ranger, Hispanic American, Alejandro Villanueva, who marched out there and held his hand over his chest during it, the only Steeler not to, and now the coach is bad-mouthing him, saying he was bad, he should have stood with his team. No, he's the only one that had any courage to buck the brainwashing. And they're actually talking about maybe he's going to get in trouble.
Stand with your team, why? For unity? Well, if it's for unity, what about unity to your country? What about Americans as a whole? If you want to talk about unity, every single American should be unified underneath the flag and unified underneath the national anthem. I'm an American myself. And the flag is not just a joke symbol. The first thing that happens in the Middle East when they're anti-American is they burn this flag. Like, this is a big deal. The flag, especially in relation to America, more than almost any other country, is the most recognizable flag in the world, along with the national anthem. And this man's been sensible enough and lived a varied enough life. He's an ex, I believe he's a veteran himself. He's been there.
Army Ranger.
He's done it. Yeah, exactly. So he's intelligent enough to understand how important the flag is. And he's entitled brass kneeling for whatever.
And you know they're persecuting him. A lot of courage. Stay there. We'll be right back. Powerful.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. we're here live. And I tell you, somebody who I'd love to get on my broadcast, Paul Watson's, David Nice, the War Room, is Andrew Tate. Not just on this subject, I mean, on so many subjects, because now I've gone and actually watched some of his other interviews with other folks. He's really a smart guy, and he's also a multi-time world champion kickboxer, So you can find out more about him at Tait, SHINKAI.net. And you can also find him on Twitter, Facebook, you name it, at Cobra Tait. The reason I'm obsessing on this, we got a longer segment coming up here in a moment. This is a short 6-minute segment, is I used to kind of, you know, just get sick of all the flag stuff. I love America. It's great. But I thought, you know, America's the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and people that fought for the country and people that have worked hard and have been good folks. You know, the flag itself, I didn't worship it. But at the same time, when it's under attack, that means the country is, and it's by a bunch of babies that don't even, they want to stay here and get rich in the country while a bunch of poor people go pay to watch them play. And then they're saying all the whites are racist when most of their fans are white. And it's just, it's sick. It's crazy. It's bizarre. It's upside down. And then the NFL's doubling down saying we stand in solidarity with our players even as their ratings plunge. Why are they doing this even though it financially hurts them? What is the point?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's crazy. And, you know, this is off the tangent as well, but these guys don't realize how much damage they do not only to the NFL but also to the credibility of America as a whole. America has a lot of enemies. We're all aware of that. I mean, I'll tell you a quick story. I was in China fighting, and when I was in China, they kept me in this hotel, almost locked off from the real world. And I was watching Chinese news. And Chinese news is just a long series of everything bad that's happened in the West. And they just talk about it. Like, every protest, every terrorist attack, and they just talk about it. I didn't understand the Chinese, but it was basically, look what's happening over there. Aren't you glad you're here? And it shows that there's a lot of other countries that look to America. And when they see these people who are millionaires, like you said, because of the American system, with white fans sitting there disrespecting their entire country, this has repercussions all around the world. This damages the credibility of America as a whole. And these people have completely benefited from the American system. It's the biggest slap in the face I've ever seen.
It'd be like if I was black and most of my customers at a restaurant were white, and then I came and took a knee and said, I'm not going to sell you food because you're evil and you're white, and there are the white people there eating your food, paying you money. It's stupid.
It's stupid. That's exactly the word. It's stupid. These people have nothing to complain about. They do not live lives worthy of complaint. There's not a single person on earth who wouldn't sign up to their kind of paycheck to play a game. Like, what? And only in America are you going to make that kind of money to play a game. Like, you can't pull that off in many countries in the world. You can't disrespect the flag in many countries in the world.
I was about to say, you can say what you want about Latin America or Asia or places. You do that to somebody's flag over there, they'll kill you. I mean, if you did that to the Mexican anthem or in Mexico, they would beat the hell out of you, guaranteed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these people are patriotic to their country, and they don't even have the same benefits systematically.
But at least they get it's their country, and other people have been trying to take it over. At least there's a culture.
Yeah. And America's falling apart now. And this will be the end of America when they divide people over these tiny crybaby issues. And liberals and left allow themselves to be influenced to this level. They allow some music star or some football player who has very little understanding of the real world. They allow them to just sit there and complain and cry. And a couple of their stupid fans buy into it. And they're just dividing the world. They're dividing the country among smart and stupid. And this is going to be the end of it all. When you have this large percentage of the population who are so easily triggered and upset over nothing, it's absolute insanity. It really is. It's crazy.
You're right. And if you look at the WikiLeaks, it's the big elite saying, we're losing, the public's coming together, they're going to want nationalism and free market. We don't want that. Let's have culture war. They say, let's go to culture war. And they're doing it. The Hollywood's the elite. The NFL's the elite. And they're all backing this to try to turn us against each other so the globalists can conquer America. That's what this is really about.
Completely agree with you. There's not a single thing on earth that happens, in my view, without financial backing or a financial gain somewhere or a power grab. This is a power grab like everything else, you know? And there's people who are in charge of this who know exactly what they're doing, and this is absolutely a power grab.
Andrew Tait, is it going to work? Is it going to work, Andrew?
I'd like to think that there's enough good Americans out there who understand that disrespecting the anthem and disrespecting the flag is unacceptable. I like to believe that that's the case. I think maybe you have some young, impressionable idiots who want to buy into, you know, well, my hero said this, so I'm going to... But most adults with a brain should know better than to buy into this crap. Most adults know these are privileged crybabies.
World champion kickboxer Andrew Tait, stay there. I want to come back and ask you then, what should we do? I mean, what should we do to really send a message? I know the boycott's exploding. Their ratings are plunging. What should we do? They don't want to get back into depression and a few other big issues with you. Then phone calls coming up after he leaves us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Spread the word.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
Guest, ladies and gentlemen, a multi-time world champion kickboxer in multiple top world leagues and a super smart guy who I just want to try to randomly get on different topics to get his take here because he's really smart. You can also, where is the best place for people to follow what you're doing? At Cobra Tate on Twitter, where's the best place for folks to check out all the things you're doing?
Yeah, Twitter, absolutely.
I've been doing the talking here, but pulling back, just looking at the general atmosphere of all of this, if the NFL's main audience is conservatives and it's the American game, how do you get away with attacking the anthem and demonizing America and saying it's white supremacist and all this ridiculous crap when minorities are now the majority in most areas, or about to be the majority everywhere, don't they get they're being cheated out of the birthright that, okay, you had the kids, you helped build the country. If you're all into demographics only, when whites have stopped doing that, and especially white Christians that, you know, helped launch the whole thing worldwide to end slavery, England, you know, started it all, why then won't you take your birthright? Why hate it? And that's why the globalists are doing this. They're making sure minorities, right as they become the majority, don't take their birthright.
I think that's absolutely correct. And another thing I think this has a large part to play in is the absolute destruction of patriotism. Patriotism is extremely important. Nobody's going to go to war and fight. Nobody's going to even care about the street they live on. No one's going to clean up after themselves if you have no patriotism. And to destroy patriotism at a ground level, that's exactly what this NFL garbage is about, to attack patriotism as a whole and to try and create a country where people will just allow anything to go down. They don't care what happens for their future. They don't care what happens to their kids. They don't care what happens to the country. They'll just, oh, you know, I'm a person. I'm not necessarily an American. So however this goes down, it goes down. This is an absolute attack on patriotism. When you destroy patriotism, you no longer have the ability to create warriors in the name of your country. When you cannot create warriors for any reason, how can you last in the long term? Name one society since the dawn of time that survived without warriors. It's absolute madness. They're attacking patriotism as a whole at the heart. And they think that by attacking patriotism and destroying it, they're going to be left with a populace who are just out for themselves, don't care about the country or the future of the country, and they can literally do anything they want from a lawmaking perspective especially. And that's exactly where this comes down to. This is just about destroying people's national pride so they can just ruin the country, make themselves rich, and go on their yacht in Monaco. They don't care about America.
Andrew Tate, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been looking for somebody, and I don't tell other guests this. Everybody knows that watches. When they do say great stuff, I tell them, hey, I really agree with you. But somebody who has an innate instinct for what's happening, you've definitely just have a way of crystallizing it. And absolutely bring it to the fore right there, because what you just said is total veritas. That's it. And when you read their documents, I don't know if you have, they say we're demoralizing them to make them selfish little idiots that we control, knowing that that's going to turn everybody into slaves. But these little selfish idiots think they're getting ahead doing this, and they think getting on a media bandwagon and virtue signaling gives them power when they're blowing up the lifeboat they're sitting in.
That's absolutely correct. And I think a lot of my experience comes from, I've lived in a lot of different countries. I've traveled to a lot of different countries. And in Eastern Europe, where they're still very, very patriotic, none of this shit goes down. They don't have the immigrant problems. They don't have the terrorism problems. None of these problems, because they say, if they try that in my country to my people, we will do something instantly. Whereas if you look in Western Europe, where people have completely thrown patriotism away, if you're a soldier in England and you walk down the street, no one respects you. They look at you and think, well, why did he do that for that little money? Like, you're almost mocked for being a soldier. It's a stupid person's job. And this is exactly what they're trying to achieve in America, so they can do the same things they've done to Western Europe. We're just flooded with immigrants. Wages never increased while prices have doubled in the last 5 years. Everyone's on the street. It's gone, absolutely gone to hell. It's not safe anymore. And this is exactly what they're trying to do in America. The same thing.
And let's be clear. They've exploited the third world. Then they bring in the third world to exploit and destroy the first world because they want to hold everybody down. And they admit it. It's so cold-blooded. I mean, Apple contracts the worst factories on purpose. And it's come out that the factories go, just pay us enough and we will give them better standards. We're getting heat on this. And Apple says, no, we want maximum profit. But because they say they're liberal, it's okay to have factories with forced drugging, forced abortion, and suicide nets. It's just crazy how evil liberals are. And here's an article Paul Watson wrote a year ago. New study confirms liberals are far more intolerant of other people's opinions, and it links to mainstream studies. There's a bunch of other studies. They're 6 times more likely to steal, 9 times more likely not to give to charity, but like, what is it, 15 times or something, you have to read it, more likely to tell you they gave to charity, though. What they are is a bunch of fake pieces of crap.
Absolutely, because they don't live in the real world. If you live in the real world with a logical mindset, it's near impossible to not think along a conservative line. If you live emotionally in some fairy tale planet, then you're going to end up being a liberal because you cannot apply logic to a liberal mindset. It simply doesn't work. And the most dangerous thing about it is this liberalism is spiraling out of control, especially in Western Europe. In Germany, the election just happened yesterday. Merkel got in again. How did Merkel get in again after all these terrorist attacks and refugee crises? Well, I'll tell you why. Every German I've spoken to did not vote for Merkel. Every single immigrant voted for Merkel. And that's what they're doing. This is what the liberals do. They allow, if you're an immigrant from a far flung,
they import their voting block. I mean, Democrats all over the U.S. are legalizing illegals voting from California to Maryland. Then they tell you, oh, we don't want voter ID laws. It's a conspiracy that illegals are voting. The Democratic Party in Illinois passed a law to let them vote, but the governor couldn't sign it because it was a felony.
Absolutely right. And this is what they're doing. And it's so pertinently obvious. And especially in Western Europe, America still has a chance. And I'm dual British and American. And when I see these kind of things like the NFL going down, I see exactly what they're trying to do by destroying patriotism in America. Because in Western Europe, there is no patriotism left. Terrorist attack after terrorist attack after terrorist attack. People have no sense of pride in their own people.
Well, there's not even self-preservation.
No, absolutely not. Everyone's out for themselves. Well, I didn't get hit by that truck, so it doesn't matter if other people from...
They have no empathy. So again, it's beyond... Nationalism's a form of empathy that it's your country, like you said, you're connected. They take that away, it brings in selfishness. And the millennials, not all of them, some of them are the best people out there, but they are so damn selfish. But so many older folks are selfish, too. It's just like they think being selfish pigs, and by selfish, only caring about themselves gets them ahead. They're idiots.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And they have zero interest in society as a whole, zero interest in where their children are going to be raised, zero interest in defense. Heaven forbid they had to defend the country they live in. Never in a million years. In Western Europe, they have a massive problem trying to even get anyone to join the military. No one wants to die.
That's right. They have to have the U.S. come over. They have to have the U.S. and England come over and do it. The U.S. and England do like 75% of it because they can't even get men to go do it. The men don't even want to fight.
Absolutely right. And then they want to criticize America for getting mixed up in everyone else's problems when America is the only person who's capable of policing some of these psychos. And this goes on to North Korea, same thing. Everyone's saying, well, why is America got a problem with North Korea? Who else is going to put their foot down and stop this guy before he has long-range nuclear weapons? You cannot, if you're going to engage him and he's intent on war, you have two choices. You engage him before he has nuclear weapons or after he has nuclear weapons. These are your two choices.
And the Democrats and the globalists gave him the nuclear weapons to appease, knowing what they were doing. And then now it's Trump's fault when he's saying, we will preemptively strike you. We're going to hit you. They're firing missiles every week over Japan.
Yep.
I mean, let me ask that question. What the hell? Talk about entitlement. Kim Jong-un, third generation dictator, royalty. He can hardly walk. He looks like a little pig demon, and he's up there shooting his mouth off the whole world. I don't want war. I've got four children. I know Russia and China could come in on this, but why the hell would Russia and China want to sit there and back North Korea when they're completely psychotic?
North Korea, I think North Korea's motivations as a whole are simply because the only way that his regime retains power is by having a big, common, scary enemy.
That's right.
If America wasn't the enemy, he wouldn't have power anymore. His family retains power on fear, and the fear is that we're going to get invaded, we're going to get attacked, and we have to all stick together. And this is where his patriotism, his nationalism comes from. So this is his motivations. He knows he has two choices. He either goads America, or his whole family loses his position in the ruling class. So he decides.
That's right. If he doesn't act vicious and evil and kill his own family members and launch missiles, those psycho generals below him will remove him. In fact, that's what the top analysts have said. You're dead on. It's incredible. And he doesn't get, though. The United States will strike them. And everybody else better get that through their head.
Well, this is the difference. Because when he was running his mouth and we had Obama, who, let's be honest, Obama wasn't worth much. He was nothing but virtue signaler himself. He liked to stand out there and play basketball and pretend he was a cool guy. But he wasn't man enough to do what needed to be done. It's easy to send threats at Obama all day because Obama doesn't care. Obama's just going to roll over. Trump's man enough to say, look, enough of this. It's gone on long enough. You can't continue to threaten the world. You can't continue to progress a nuclear weapons program without there being some kind of serious repercussion.
Well, let me give folks... Absolutely. Let me give folks...
Completely right. Completely right.
And Andrew Tate, let me give folks the big news. When they did these B-2 bomber dry runs over the weekend over the DMZ to simulate dropping hydrogen bombs on the DMZ, which you have to wipe out if a war starts. That's where their main force is. This was to elicit the North shooting SAM missiles. And if they'd have done it when this happened Friday night, the war would have started. So that's why suddenly they're really freaking out, because Trump is now basically asking them to fire the first shots. I hope North Korea is smart enough to back down right now.
Yeah, so do I. Absolutely, because it leads to the absolute destruction of their country. They don't stand a chance militarily. I think the people who are going to suffer most from this war is probably the South Koreans. The South Koreans are going to take damage. The South Koreans are going to have a real, you know, hard time. And the South Korea in itself is an amazing country. You have to remember when the North and South split in the 1950s, they both had the same GDP per capita as Yemen. And now South Korea is one of the richest countries in the world 60 years later. So they've done amazing things, and they're going to suffer big time at the artillery shells and the short-range weaponry that North Korea
and
has.
And you notice, exactly, Trump just had this big meeting with the South Koreans and the Japanese. They're all in total unison, giving the U.S. authorization and backing to launch even a preemptive strike. I just hope North Korea understands this isn't like the last 50 years. There's a loaded gun pointed right at their head. It's like Douglas MacArthur was president right back to 1953. I don't know if they understand that.
No, absolutely right. And this has to happen. If this regime is going to continue to test weapons in depth, look, we've tried sanctions, we've tried condemning, they don't care. It doesn't matter how much you sanction him, he's never going to be hungry. His people will be hungry, and his people are brainwashed. He's still fat. He doesn't care. He has his food. So the sanctions aren't going to do a thing. He is intent on getting nuclear weaponry. So you have two choices. You fight him. You're man enough to do the preemptive strike. They either completely roll over, which is extremely unlikely, or we wait 10 years from now where they have the actual ability to nuke mainland America. Then you're in trouble. So now, if there's going to be a war, it absolutely has to happen now. And I'm glad we have a man in the White House who's man enough to understand those realities.
Well, I got a lot of top analysts that were against all these other wars. They say this one's real. That's why I'm backing whatever the president has to do, because just 16 minutes ago, BBC, North Korea announced that the U.S. has declared war, and they're now in a state of war. They're basically ending. They're announcing that they're ending the ceasefire of July 27th, 1953. So it looks like that these nuts want to go ahead and get a war going, because they understand Trump is flying aircraft over North Korea now. So they want a war. I guess they're going to have to get it.
Absolutely. And it's a good thing that American patriotism has not been destroyed yet. And we still have young men who are brave and honorable enough to go and get the job done. And they should be respected by the NFL brats who get paid far too much money to play a game. I really, it's almost angering that the world has gotten to this state. I don't know how we ended up where we've ended up. But 50 or 60 years ago, if you were to try and explain modern world problems to anyone back then, they'd be like, that's not how
it. If you told people 20 years ago they're going to be having all the players not come out for the national anthem while we're almost at war with North Korea,
it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And like you said, even only 20 years ago, people would not have stood for it. And now we're in a situation where more and more people are just letting things slide, letting small freedoms slide, letting these blatant disrespects slide, thinking, oh, it's only a game. This is not only a game. This is patriotism of your country.
Well, here's the question in closing for all the marbles for our amazing guest, Mr. Tate. China and Russia, first, a month ago, they were signaling, hey, we're you know, if the U.S. has hit North Korea, we're going to stand down. Now they're signaling China's like, no, we may do something. We kicked the Japanese out of China. We even let them take over, let the communists in. Yeah. We've given them all our jobs. What the hell? I mean, you know, why would they have a nuclear war with us, even though we'll defeat them? I hope Russia stands down, because, I mean, this will end the planet. What is the problem? They need to back us.
They absolutely should. And everything in life is a power grab. They see the opportunity for a power grab. It's how it goes in business, it's how it goes in the world, how it goes in politics. They see America, not in a weakened state militarily, but we are in a weakened state as a people. For all the things you've been discussing in this show, I've watched the whole way through, when you have all this race war, which is propagated by the left, these people who are playing a game and they don't want to respect their own flag, when they see the population of America no longer is unified, and they see the absolute divides, they see a chance for a power play. And this is why it's so important when I was saying things like the NFL, it's more than just a game. The Chinese are sitting there saying, most Americans don't even love America. You know, we can do this, we can pull this off. Most Americans don't even care if America lives. And this is what they're broadcasting to the world. All these hip-hop stars and Hollywood celebrities who are constantly crying about Trump not respecting the leader of their country. This is the exact kind of problems they are bringing to our doorstep. If every single American was backing Trump, a strong leader, China would never for a second be.
That's absolutely right. They know there's a fifth column of globalists, a fifth column of multinationals that are already allied with China. You got the Lloyd Blank fund, the head of Goldman Sachs, making fun of America, saying your infrastructure is going to fail. China's the future. Yeah. This is tweets. I mean, they've sold out to these authoritarian regimes. They want authoritarianism here. They think we're a joke. They hate flyover country. They have no respect for anything. These globalists are destroying their own firewalls for nation states. And when things fall apart next time, there'll be no nation like America or others to come back and save them. They're so stupid and have forgot all these lessons, these corporate chiefs, and now they've appeased North Korea. Now it's coming to a head, and it's total megalomania. It's an incredible time to be alive. Andrew Tate, thank you so much for spending all this time with us. People can follow you there on Twitter, and they should, at Cobra Tate. I want to invite you to call the producer anytime you want to come on. I'd like to invite you on routinely to be a commentator. You're a really, really amazing guy. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Just the minute we have left, I know you're semi-retired right now. I guess all fighters that are already world champion three or four times in a row do that. But what are you working on these days?
Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. And I always stay in tune with your information and your network. And you do a fantastic job battling against the fake news. We've exposed them time and time again. Nowadays, I travel Europe a lot. I learn a lot of things. I go all around the world. And I just keep myself to myself at the moment. Try not to upset too many people with the truth. But really, you're doing a fantastic job, Alex. And I'd love to be a guest again.
All right. God bless you, my friend, Andrew Tate. Wow. Okay, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back. And I always say I'm going to give the number out, and I never get to your calls. There's so much to cover. We got so much other breaking news. I've got four children, and this country's not perfect, but it's so much better than most of the other nations, 99%, and we're under such attack. And Russia's under attack as it's sovereign and being nationalistic now. And I just to see these idiots siding against the country when we're trying to relaunch and reboot the country while we're under total attack, and everything's on the line here. Forget Super Bowl stuff. This is for the big game of life. And they got these idiots that don't know which side to be on. And it makes me angry.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
North Korea says we will preemptively nuke America. We will attack you imminently. It's going to happen. You've got a gun pointed at us, and we've been appeasing you forever. And you've been grabbing U.S. ships and grabbing South Korean ships and grabbing Japanese ships, and your people are abject total slaves, and millions have died in forced labor camps. So my prejudice against North Korea is that it's a horrible, vile, communist, murderous state, per capita, the most oppressive, murderous country in world history. Hitler killed 20 million people. Communists killed in Russia over 100 million off and on and in satellites. Communist China, 84 million, they say, died under Mao. That's the communist-owned numbers. The CIA says it's 65 million. So I have no respect for North Korea and the bloodsuckers that run it. And South Korea is a quasi-free country. They got their own issues. And they've got hundreds of times the wealth. They're one of the richest countries in the world. They were nothing but rice paddies 60 years ago. My sister's Korean adopted. Love her to death. She's my family. I don't want to see a bunch of Asians die. And I get Ron Paul says we should leave North Korea alone and this is an escalation and all the rest of it. North Korea is the one running around pushing their fat mouth. And I get when there's tension, there's weapon sales. And I get Japan and South Korea just spent hundreds of billions more on weapons. But here's something else. The Japanese, the Koreans, and the Chinese, and the Vietnamese have been killing each other 24-7 for thousands of years. That's why all these ignorant morons that think the whole world's black and white. In the Middle East, different Muslim groups hate each other way more than they hate Christians. You go to Asia. The Japanese and the Chinese hate each other to a level unimaginable. Same thing with the Koreans. Have been invaded and controlled by China over and over again, and by the Japanese. They hate each other, and it's a bunch of ongoing craziness. North Korea's been appeased. They've been given everything, and they don't stop. Kim Jong-un needs to go away. The North Korean elite needs to remove his ass, and then you can have a project to get, move out of communism. But you don't want to turn loose of it, you dirtbags! That's why Joel Skousen was against all these wars. He's a smart guy. Marine Corps officer, naval aviator in Vietnam. He'll tell you, no, this is real. We got to back the president. This is real. This is real. And I'm just telling you, if we hit them, we need to knock them absolutely back to hell and crush those communists. And the argument's going to be, and I heard it in the control room by some smart folks, that's what they thought. You know, I don't run a cult here. You got to agree with me. They're like, listen, we'll be the only country that's twice, you know, drop nuclear weapons on people. That should be three times. We got the second round. And so people may preemptively attack us because all these agreements and stuff will be out the door. Mutually assured destruction's already out the door. And everybody's getting nuclear weapons. They'll fear us and won't use nuclear weapons and won't push us. That's what will happen. If Russia and China don't join North Korea in a full-scale nuclear war, and then all our problems will be solved, and all those little whiny people bitching and complaining, hating America, inviting certain destruction, sucking their thumbs because they only made $200 million, well, they're going to have a big, fast, express elevator to whatever god they worship, won't they? They don't worship anything but being dumbasses. They worship the god of box of rocks. We have two new specials because we're ending the other specials. Secret 12, the amazing methylcobalamin, 40% off, never done that. Alexa Pure water filtration systems are 20% off, they're excellent. Alexa Pure Breeze, 20% off, just a limited time offer. And we're ending today the 50% off on high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply, the entire spectrum of foods, a true 50% off, and it ships within days, fresh, high-quality, last 25 years as proprietary packaging. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please commit and fund the operation.
Visit GCM.
And I suggest you also spread the links. We're in a total war.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2